Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for November the 14th in the year of our Lord, 2022. This is our one of two, and our goal always, to protect life, liberty, and property, to promote God, family, and country, and to do so on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America. That is our guide. And absolutely, we're convinced the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, one of the great peaceful restorative solutions we still have at our fingertips. As you know, we reject revolution. We stand for restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to the broadcast. Hope you're all doing absolutely fantastic. You know, sometimes people get tired of me briefing you on who we are and what we do. And, you know, a lot of the listeners say, you know what, I already know all that, Sam. I've heard it 1,000 times. You're right. But you know what? There's new listeners all the time. And oftentimes we forget. Oftentimes, my fellow Americans, we forget the keys to the kingdom. What do I mean by that? Look, you don't need to create a new mousetrap. You don't need to rewrite the Constitution. You don't need to spend your time trying to change the Constitution. I'm telling you, in that you make a grave, I'm going to say it again, you make a grave error. I know you're trying to help. I know the Constitution is not perfect, but you think you can improve it, and you're just wrong. Okay? You got to have morality in the people. You got to have religion in the people, the two great supports, according to George Washington. And if you don't have those, it doesn't matter what you do. God can release a new commandment tomorrow. And unless people have God they're looking to for guidance, it won't make a heck of a bit of a difference, because the people don't care, because the people's minds and hearts are not prepared to follow God Almighty, the author of our liberty. So I want you to understand, folks, I'm telling you now, and I'll tell it to you a million times, if there's one message that I can get across, it would be to testify that Jesus Christ lives, and he is the author of your salvation, and he's also the author of your liberty. And if we don't obey those 10 commandments that he's given us, and if we don't use the 10 amendments we've already got, what makes you think another amendment's going to help? What makes you think another commandment from God brought forth is going to help? Unless the people take this seriously, and unless they turn to the right sources for salvation and the preservation of liberty, they will lose both. Welcome to the broadcast. I am Sam Bushman, and this is the one and only Liberty Roundtable Live. And joining me now, my dear friend, Dr. Scott N. Bradley. He's written a collegiate series and authored a collegiate series. It's videos and a book series called To Preserve the Nation, because that's what we need to do, ladies and gentlemen. We need to go back to what worked, not try to find some other untested, unproven, untried plan and blame it on the solutions. That isn't the answer. That's a deception straight from the pit of hell. Return to the principles that made America great, and you will have success. Any other plan is absolute poppycock and doomed to failure. FreedomsRisingSun.com is the good doctor's website. He has webinars weekly, Q&As on the Constitution, his collegiate series, and a whole lot more on FreedomsRisingSun.com. Doctor, welcome back, sir.
Sam, and I guess I would have to just say amen and amen, brother, to everything that you have said thus far. Our hearts being turned to God, and those great pillars, religion, morality, the idea that we've got to change the Constitution because we're no longer following it, it's absolutely absurd. You know, we can go back to, we have a track, we have a path, it's been successful, it led us to be the greatest, freest, strongest, most happy, most prosperous, most respected nation on earth, and we've turned our back on that. And it's interesting to me, those that wish to change the Constitution say, well, that's what the Founding Fathers wanted a fifth article for. I say, no, let's go back and read.
Oh, that's not right.
Well, here's what George Washington said in his farewell address. If, in the opinion of the people, the distribution or modification of the constitutional powers be in any particular wrong, let it be corrected by an amendment, okay, now the way the Constitution designates, okay? So here's the deal. All of these things that they say are wrong, not a one of them can be attributed to the Constitution being wrong. It's the fact that they've forgotten the sixth article of the Constitution, their oath to uphold and abide by the Constitution itself. Plain English words, we can know what they meant, we can observe what the founders said and did, and we got to reapply the sixth article and not change it, because when I talk to these people, say, oh, well, look at our debt. Well, why do we have a debt? Well, the Constitution, well, no. The Constitution says you can spend money for these things. It doesn't open the door for any other spending.
And so it enumerates a list of those things, and it's furthermore documents of what the payment for those would be. Constitutional currency, which chained down their ability to create money out of thin air and prevented that. So if you have constitutional currency and you have a list of what you can spend money on, how can the Constitution chain you down more? If you obey it, it works. If you jettison it, turn your back on it, it's your own fault. Again, well, our Constitution and our proper role of self-government was based on this idea that it was a religious and a moral people. It's wholly inadequate for any other. Go ahead, sir.
Well, and in that same little paragraph, in the same third or fourth of the paragraph, Washington said, let there be no change by usurpation, for though this in one instance may be the instrument of good, it is the customary weapon by which free governments are destroyed. And so what's happening, you say, oh, well, we go to war. We shouldn't. The Constitution says, Article 1, Section 8, 11. They say, well, the feds are taking the power of the states. No. Read the 9th and 10th Amendments. I mean, every single thing can be addressed by an existing constitutional phraseology, and not a one of the things that we're finding frustration with can be attributed to the Constitution itself being wrong. It's the people that we're allowing to usurp the power that are wrong. And so the solution is not to change it. The solution is to go back to it. And so I so many times we get in discussions. We go before legislatures that have got some kind of resolution before them saying they want to sign up for an Article 5 convention or Convention of the States or a Constitution convention, or they use a bunch of different names, but Black's Law Dictionary says anytime you have a gathering that can change the Constitution, it's a Constitution convention.
And there or are no eat nuances. The Constitution altogether if they chose to do that.
Well, absolutely. I've got copies of constitutions that are out there, proposed constitutions, I guess I should say, that some people you know and respect have written that want to replace our Constitution altogether with. And I look at them and I read them and I go, oh my goodness, look what they're doing here. And it's just absurd what's happening. I mean, creating oligarchies and all sorts of things without the appropriate checks and balances. And I'll say, oh, I know what they're trying to do here because they perceive this to be a problem. Oh my goodness, look how they're solving it. Not a single solitary
one. And the point, Dr. Bradley, is they may be pointing to legitimate problems. Where they fail is when they think they have a better solution than is already in place, and they think somehow they can force the people to a different answer. Let's just make this stronger. Let's do this. Let's do that. But all they're doing is trying to add force to what's generally written now, where we could support or carry out by choice. But when you really study what's being proposed in place of, oftentimes an element of force. For example, the Founding Fathers wisely said, hey, you've got a number of terms that you can serve, or in certain cases you don't. And they've left it pretty much, hey, the people can decide whether you continue or not, so to speak, via elections. Okay, there's a blend here. There's a balance of power with checks. And what they want to do is say, let's say we force term limits on everyone. See, it's a force plan to say, oh, we got to force this. Look, if the people elect wrong people, we're going to get the wrong answers. But leave it to the people to have agency and choice rather than force. And every time I look at somebody else's plan, there's an element of force to it, doctor.
Well, here's the deal. Let's just take your term limits that you just brought up. The first original Constitution of the United States, the Articles of Confederation, had term limits. The founding fathers had that Constitution in front of them when they wrote the new one. They did
and
not
they
include
said no.
term limits. And the reason for that is they'd experienced it. It had been a bad experience. And what they and here's just the fact that they the people were not able to choose who their natural chosen leaders were. Here's the other side of it. There's always, 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 look at the most recent election, another socialist waiting in the wings to be brought in if someone else were term limited out. Think about term limiting James Madison out. What idiot would do that? But the fact of the matter is, that's what they're seeking to do. The founding fathers had looked at it. They had experienced it. They knew it. They knew it was a failure. That's one of the big things they're trying to do is term limit. But there's always a socialist waiting in the wings to come in. There's never a totally pure, I mean, and the people.
There's
the people
always an element
choose.
Of force that relates as well that I see every single time. Force this to happen. Force that to happen. Make this to be the case. Make that to be the case. And every time you find that it has unintended consequences that are worse than the ill in the first place.
Well, it's as George Washington said, it's the way that free governments are destroyed. And that's where we're going on this. It's just a disaster, Faye.
Hang tight, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman and Dr. Scott Bradley, freedomsrisingsun.com. We shall continue in mere seconds. You are listening to the one and only Liberty Roundtable Live.
There has been no evidence of widespread voter fraud.
The 2020 elections were one of the most corrupt in history. See the proof for yourself.
We tracked 2,000 mules making multiple ballot drops.
2,000 mules, the shocking new movie from Dinesh D'Souza.
One mule made 53 trips to 20 drop boxes.
2,000 mules. Join the special virtual premiere and Q&A on May 7th. Get your tickets now. Available only at 2000mules.com. 2000mules.com. Sponsored by Salem Media Group.
Do you know what is great about America? Ask an Immigrant. Ask an Immigrant is a new podcast dedicated to helping Americans, especially our youth, value, appreciate, and be grateful for the freedoms we have here in America. Join host Lydia Wallace Nuttall as she interviews immigrants from around the world to discover their inspiring personal stories about why they came to America. To learn more about why America is the most prosperous, greatest country in the world, download the Loving Liberty app or go to lovingliberty.net.
Why does the left lie constantly? Because they get spiritual power from lying. The lies come from Satan, the father of lies. John 8:44. Here's how the political lying process works. Satan provides the beast with a lie. Then the more they use the lie, the more spiritual power they get. Look, the media is a lie multiplier, and this multiplication gives more evil, spiritual power to the beast. And that can overwhelm and even deceive the body of Christ, especially when the body is being disobedient to the head. The churches today are incorporated, so they're subordinate to human government. They obey the beast and do nothing to restore our national relationship with God. And the government shall be on his shoulders, Isaiah 9:6. That verse is not for the present-day church. Rather, it is for the end-time church, the body of the line of Judah. A message from Christ Kingdom Ministries.
Back with you live, ladies and gentlemen, Sam Bushman and the good doctor, Dr. Scott Bradley, freedomsrisingsun.com, his website, his collegiate series to preserve the nation. When I think of a doctor, I often think of the creed, first, do no harm. We need to think about that in relation to the Constitution, doctor.
Well, you know, it's interesting to me, Sam, that to my knowledge, and I try and pay attention to these things, but I may have overlooked something, but to my knowledge, the only constitution we've helped a country write in the 21st century was the Iraqi constitution. I know we've talked about this before, but maybe some of your listeners have not really deeply thought about this. When the Iraqi constitution came out after the fall of Saddam Hussein, we helped them put together a constitution, and then we democratically ratified it. I mean, all of these things were violations of the way ours came about. But nevertheless, I got two copies of it, two different translations, and carefully reviewed them and compared them head to head. Again, translations have different, you know, phraseologies that sometimes come into them. I was absolutely shocked and chagrined to find that the Iraqi constitution that we helped put together is truly, its only descriptor could be a Soviet-style constitution. There's no Second Amendment.
And ladies and gentlemen, let me stop you, Dr. Bradley. Ladies and gentlemen, if we open things up to a con-con and or if we try to start changing our constitution, that's the only direction it will go. You say, oh, no, Sam, there's good people that have great ideas. And what you don't understand is if you were to get in one or two of your great ideas, you're going to get 50 that are horrible. And that's even if you get in your one or two. I doubt that as well. But it's the likes of the immorality of the people and the lack of religion in the people and those who would turn their back on God as they forge their own supposedly better path. Those are the ones at the helm to make these changes, folks. You can see it in other efforts we've already put forward. It would be disaster, Doctor, and this is proof of the point.
Well, it absolutely is, and the Iraqi people are much worse off because of it. And the fact of the matter is, that, I mean, well, you've talked about the two pillars that George Washington spoke about, religion and morality. John Adams, a great Christian fellow that wrote the Massachusetts Constitution, that somehow they found this power within there to say same-sex people ought to be married. First state that did it by executive order, Mitt Romney, when he was governor. But the fact is, John Adams said that the Constitution was only adequate for...
And by the way, when that was done, no regard for God's laws, Dr.
None
Bradley.
None whatsoever. And honestly, Adams said the Constitution was only adequate for a religious and a moral people. And that's a discussion my wife and I have very often, because we our religiosity in this nation, at least our publicly highlighted, I guess I should put it, our religiosity is diminishing, and there probably is a great deal of diminishment even in the ranks of the rank and file of the nation.
Because, well, you see it in the latest election results, not that I'm for the Republicans, but you see, though, they really voted for socialist principles. They voted for more drug use. They voted for more immoral laws on the books about transgender and that you have a right to gender-affirming surgeries and this and that, and parents shouldn't be able to stop their children from this, and we go on and on and on, and every move I see, for the most part, is towards immorality, towards turning our backs on God, towards death as opposed to life. You know, we had the Roe decision, which is wonderful. It's a great start, but you know what? Now all the states, you're dividing the states on a red and blue line, but yet, you know, you see more and more and more defense of death in the states. This battle hasn't stopped. You see abortion pills being shipped all over the country now, the greatest way to commit abortions now is through abortion pills or chemical abortions and things like this. All they're doing is moving forward with this agenda, and the latest elections are just double down proof that we're leaving the religious and the moral stable zone, Doctor. And when you turn your back on that, all the gloves are off. The Lord's retributions will happen. The people will destroy themselves for lack of knowledge. I mean, it just goes on and on of the repercussions we're about to see happen. I don't mean to be acting as if I'm a prophet, but we've been told over and over and over in the scriptures and from God Almighty that, you know what, you do these things and you know what, you will reap the whirlwind. So I don't mean to be negative on this, but you see this in the population as well, Doctor, and in the states.
You know, the Savior, when he was on the earth, he taught his apostles about watching the signs of the times. You know, if the tree puts forth the leaves, you know, from that the seasons that you're in. And the signs that we're observing now, if you've got any kind of consistency and a willingness to observe them, is that the signs are, you know, enhanced for the things of the last days coming to be a part of our daily experiences. And so what we find is the Marxist view of divide and conquer, the acrimony, the conflict that's happening. This just happened election, I think, is a prime example of that. The battle lines have been hardened. I know it's just two parties that we're talking about here, but the fact of the matter is half the country hates the other half of the country.
And the two parties, as our founding fathers warned us about, The founders warned us this would be the result of the parties, Doctor.
Absolutely. But here's the thing. When let's go back to the Constitution Convention concept, whatever you call it, anybody calls it. It's still a convention, can still change or modify radically or even replace the Constitution. People that argue about it, oh, well, we got more Republican states than we've got Democrat states. Good things will come out of this thing. Listen, folks, we're so close to evenly divided across the state border lines, whether you're looking at governors, whether you're looking at how the legislatures are aligned, or how you're looking at, just for example, how the Electoral College is, California, with all of its Electoral College votes, New York, with all of its Electoral College votes, Illinois, with all of its Electoral College votes. They are huge numbers, and they basically vote with the socialistic welfare state. By the way,
well, and even take Utah, Dr. Bradley, one of the most conservative states in the union, supposedly. You got a Republican governor.
No,
I know.
Don't
I know,
give me
but,
that,
but
Sam.
I'm saying that's been the pitch, right?
It is.
I agree, but that's been the pitch. That's been the claim. And that's my point to prove that wrong, right? You're exactly correct. But I'm saying that's what we say. We point to Utah and say, well, look, there's a very conservative state. You got a very conservative governor. You got Republican senators. And I look at this and I say, you have got nothing but liars, pretend conservative. Look, Mike Lee is far from perfect, but for the most part, he's on the ropes in the state. You've got the Evan McMullins of the big money challenging right there. You've got a very liberal governor. You've got a very liberal senator. These people claim they're Republicans, but it's a wolf in sheep's clothing discussion, to say the least, Doctor.
Well, it's in Utah, and it's like this in a lot of other states. Some states, if you don't have a D behind your name, you can't get elected. Other states, if you don't have an R behind your name, you can't get elected. Utah happens to be one of those R states. But it doesn't mean that what you're bringing forth is soundly founded, principles-based individuals.
That is exactly my point.
Exactly. So it's a bad
century. So when you believe
that
because we've got these conservative supposed states out there, you will be betrayed, my fellow Americans. You will absolutely be given smoke and mirrors and be betrayed, without question.
And you say, oh, well, they're going to have to ratify it with three-quarters of the states. Maybe. But three-quarters of the states have been deceived so many times, whether it's the 14th Amendment, the 16th Amendment, the 17th Amendment, the 18th Amendment. All of those amendments are horrific in terms of they were ratified. They were supposedly ratified by three-quarters of the states. We could have a discussion about why I don't believe they were.
Well, by hook or by crook.
They will. They said, yep, they're ratified. And what do? Once they're declared so. No, or they could replace it completely. They say, oh, three-quarters of the states won't be deceived. No. The first Constitution, the Articles of Confederation, required 100% of the states to ratify a change. They changed that with the new Constitution to 9 out of 13 at the time. Pretty high bar, but still not 100%. They knew they weren't going to get 100%. In fact, Rhode Island never even sent anybody to the convention. Didn't ratify it.
Well, that's why they do it a slice at a time, because the people don't remember.
That's right. But the fact of the matter is, they could change the actual wording in a new constitution that says, no, you don't need three-quarters of the states. Everybody needs to go out and dip their finger in blue ink, like they did in Iraq, and say, I voted for this democratically. That was not how it was done originally. It was a Republican.
Yeah, because that's how democracies work, Doctor, don't you know?
It is, but this has never been a democracy. And in fact, every step of the way that this nation came into existence, it was a Republican format, nothing to do with Republican parties. But it was a representative that stood forth and acted within the limits and bounds of their assignment. And that's how we've always done business. But they could change that with a new constitution.
Everything we will do will prevent it, ladies and gentlemen, on our watch. We'll do all that we can to remain a constitutional representative republic. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live with Dr. Scott Bradley, freedomdrivingson.com.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Presidents Biden and Xi Jinping of China have met at the G20 summit in Bali, Indonesia, Monday. President Biden.
To show that China and the United States can manage our differences, prevent competition from becoming anything ever near conflict, and to find ways to work together on urgent global issues that require our mutual cooperation.
President Xi Jinping via a translator.
Well, since you assumed the presidency, we have maintained communication via video conferences, phone calls, and letters. But none of them can really substitute for face-to-face exchanges.
Nevada Senator Catherine Cortez Masto defeated Adam Laxalt and will maintain control of the Senate for the next 2 years. Democrats will now try to add to their control of the chamber in Georgia's runoff election on December 6th. Turkish police have arrested 46 people over the explosion in central Istanbul that left at least 8 people dead and 81 others injured in a shopping area. The Interior Minister told reporters on Monday that the suspect included the person of interest who left the bomb that caused the explosion in Turkey's largest city. 8 billion humans are living on the planet Earth, a huge milestone officially projected for Tuesday by the United Nations. The UN reported people are living longer with generally better access to health care, food, clean water, and sanitation than in past generations. Bessie Hendricks, the oldest living person in the United States, has celebrated her 115th birthday. The Iowa resident spent the special day together with her 3 children at the care center where she lives. Hendricks was born in 1907, the same year the first electric ball drops in Times Square, New York. USA Radio News.
Do you have 3 ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy 3 times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-568-2790. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number 2. Call Term Provider at 800-568-2790. That's 800-568-2790. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-568-2790.
I want to dedicate this song to Mr. Rupert Murdoch.
Ladies and gentlemen, nobody breaks it down like Dr. Scott Bradley and Sam Bushman on your radio. Hard-hitting news and efforts and views always on tap when you're listening to your radio. FreedomsRisingSun.com is the website for Dr. Scott Bradley. My website, LibertyRoundtable.com. My nationally syndicated website, LovingLiberty.net. Spread the word. Share the love. We're talking about how people just want to always look for a better way, a new mousetrap, a new idea, this or that. Why don't we go back to the tried and true 200-year experiment that was incredibly successful by the founding fathers, some of the greatest minds to ever grace this planet, inspired by God Almighty, in my humble opinion, to which I'm entitled, putting together the supreme law of our land, the Constitution, incredible checks and balances, incredible ways to balance authority and power and jurisdiction in ways that preserve the nation, ladies and gentlemen. In ways that help us understand how we can chain down levels in all spheres, in all jurisdictions, with the supreme law of the land and your state constitution. Let's not lightly jettison that. Let's never turn our backs on the blood, sweat, and tears, sacred honor, fortunes, and more that went into the production of such a wonderful, sacred document as the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America. Right before the break, we were mentioning we are not a democracy, never have been, never will be. We are a constitutional representative republic, ladies and gentlemen. And those checks and balances and that representation literally is the key to limiting government. If we are willing and if we are able, parties are a threat to the system. And Dr. Bradley, that's kind of one thing we see in this latest election as well. The two-party system has really destroyed everything we hold dear, as you mentioned. In certain states, unless you have the D, the Democrat, private organization at your back, you don't have enough wind in your wings to get elected. If, on the other hand, you have an R in front of your name in certain states, then, hey, you can sail into power. And these parties, these non-government organizations, these private parties have literally destroyed the country and created a chasm between these two groups, and these two groups are destroying the nation literally together. Pat Buchanan called it the two wings of the same bird of prey. It's really one party, one agenda marching towards communism and socialism, jettisoning God Almighty, the author of our liberty, as they go. Doctor?
Well, there's so much to talk about, Sam. I look at how Tragedy and Hope, the Carol Quigley book, talked about the intent of those that were destroying the nation was to make the two parties so similar on the same direction and path that their trajectory would ultimately take the whole nation there. You can throw the bums out and keep the bums in. And that's exactly where we are right now. But you look at the Marxist philosophy of divide and conquer and the acrimony, the conflict and everything, which causes different segments to break off and fight against the other until there's turmoil and ultimately destroying the good that's here. But let's just talk for just a moment about how government, it has been said, is not eloquence, it's not reason, it's force. And like fire, it's a dangerous servant and a fearful master. Well, we see this happening right now in our government. This election is a prime example of that. And almost regardless of where you are in the country, what has happened is that the force of our agent is being imposed upon us to break one of the Ten Commandments. And we've talked on your show before about a 1954 TV show called The Answer. It's a David Niven thing. It's very interesting how you could really look to baseline principles, you know, back then without having to be so woke and nibble around the edges, if anything. But at any rate, what happens is in that one is the world is facing an immense challenge. And without telling the whole story, you ought to go watch it. It takes you less than a half an hour to watch it. I think it's 26 minutes long. But at any rate, so the solution is called The Answer. And when you put all in this little TV show, you put all of the issues into the formula and you crunch them all together, the answer comes down to the Ten Commandments, okay? And this is such baseline in order to maintain society. Well, the Eighth Commandment, and that brings me to what we're talking about here, I think, the Eighth Commandment is, thou shalt not steal. It's the briefest statement of it. And say, oh, well, no, we can't steal. I can't go over to my neighbor's and take his car, no matter how good my excuse is. But if your agent, the government, is empowered, quote-unquote, around it, it's hard to put air quotes around empowered when you're on the radio, when your agent, the government, is empowered to steal the means of your neighbor to do what the majority desires to have done, they have still
stolen.
Now,
let me stop you there. Let me stop you there to highlight reality. Defensive purpose of government, different from the offensive purpose of government, is the key to understanding here, because defensive says government doesn't have any authority to do what we don't have authority to do individually, and therefore they shouldn't go offensive and take that authority unto themselves. It's a fundamental principle of understanding about self-government and the proper role of limited government based on chaining jurisdictions down with the Constitution, Doctor.
Well, there's absolutely, that is correct. Here's the deal. There is not one shred of authority within the United States Constitution to take from one and redistribute to another, regardless of how desirable, how empathetic, how sympathetic, how completely charitable this idea might be. God's plan is free will offerings. The force of government is not entered into it. Government removes agency.
And Davy Crockett learned that lesson well when he learned from the farmer about not yours to give.
Absolutely. So here what we have done in this election across the board, across the entire United States, is what the people have done is they have voted that their agent, the government, may now, in most instances, go out and steal the means of all across the board. And we could take any number of examples of it. They can steal and redistribute the wealth to others, whether it's the effort.
And they do that by voting largesse from the Treasury, right?
There's no question about that. And so, but it's there isn't a constitutional authority to do that. Now, I'll admit there's some constitutions over the years in the different states that have been modified to basically allow this miserable condition to exist. And
but
Utah's
I'm going to say they've done that without authority, though.
Well, true, because the fact of the matter is the baseline of why government exists is identified very clearly in the Declaration of Independence. The purpose of government is to secure God-given rights, which includes life, liberty, and property. Property cannot be infringed by government. And we could talk about, well, if somebody murders, they can be put in jail. Their liberty can be taken from them. Sure, sure, sure. If they've done something. And by the way, Blackstone, we talked about this. It was last Monday, if I recall. We might have nibbled on it again on Friday when we were back on together. But we talked about Blackstone and his outline about how the basis of all law is how God has set his laws forth. And he talks in there about how murder is against God's law, nature's law, so therefore it should be against man's law. But if at any time any of man's laws, they're created falsely by those that are, you know, usurping and assuming power, violate God's laws, they're in no force and effect anywhere because they're in violation of God's law. We could talk about marriage. We could talk about killing babies or otherwise. Well, you know,
thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not murder. Every one of these go back to the baseline Ten Commandments, Doctor.
And if you legalize, and here's the deal. People are going to go out, they're going to violate moral laws in terms of, intimacy, let's just say.
Behavior, and, sure.
But the fact of the matter is, and Blackstone addressed that too in his marvelous commentaries, but the fact of the matter is you don't create law that sanctions the behavior that's immoral, okay? So people are going to go do that. But to create a law that say, hey, it's okay. It's okay. Prostitution's a great thing. Let's just do it. Okay. Don't take that quote out of context, Sam. Okay, so, but the fact of the matter is you don't create law that sanctions violation of God's law. Now, again, people are going to violate God's law. But the fact of the matter is when you create
law that sanctions.
But you don't need
to codify it.
That's right. If you begin to sanction ungodly marriage, for example, or perverse family relationships, or immoral behavior such as theft of your neighbor's wealth in order to redistribute
or modifying one's gender and betraying the male and female binary God Almighty created, sir.
Absolutely. See, these things, you say, oh, you've got to be tolerant. You've got to be caring. You've got to. You know, we can't find fault with these. You don't make laws that sanction the violation of God's laws. People are going to go out and they're going to castrate themselves if they're going to. I mean, there are perverse people that do that. But the fact is that when you make it so that it's okay to do that based upon the law and you let the law protect the stupid child that wants to do that from their parent that wants to prevent that, that's when we get so perverse. So we're sanctioning
heaven help
theft.
Us, ladies and gentlemen. Let's stand for what's right. Let's stand up in the culture war. Let's stand up for God, family, and country and the protection of life, liberty, and property. We shall continue doing so in seconds with Dr. Scott Bradley on your radio.
The Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit legal foundation committed to protecting our unalienable right to publicly acknowledge God. The Foundation for Moral Law exists to restore the knowledge of God in law and government and to acknowledge and defend the truth that man is endowed with rights not by our fellow man, but by God. The foundation maintains a twofold focus. First, litigation within state and federal courts. Second, education. Conducting seminars to teach the necessity and importance of acknowledging God in law and government. How can you help? Please make a tax-deductible contribution, allowing foundation attorneys to continue the fight. You may also purchase various foundation products as well at morallaw.org. Located in Montgomery, Alabama, the Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit, tax-exempt 501c3, founded by Judge Roy Moore. Please partner with us to achieve this important mission. morallaw.org.
Small Business Tech Guys is a team of experts ready to assist you with any service relating to growing your business. Our team specializes in information and technology, social media, general consulting, and HR. We thrive on assisting startup entrepreneurs with growing their businesses. If it's small business, it's our cup of tea. To schedule your free discovery call today, consider sbtechguys.com. We keep an eye on tech, so you don't have to. sbtechguys.com.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
Dr. Scott Bradley's with me, freedomsrisingsun.com. We're talking about the Ten Commandments. We're talking about Commandment 8, ladies and gentlemen. Thou shalt not steal. And we're talking about how it relates to these elections and the latest election cycles in which they've stolen much from us, ladies and gentlemen. And stealing doesn't only relate to property, Dr. Bradley. It can relate to understanding and fundamental truths. It can relate to a lot of things if it's intentionally taken away or manipulated out of understanding, Doctor.
Well, let's take a combined viewpoint of what happened in the state of Utah with the Constitution that was written in the state of Utah in 1895. What happened was one of the requirements the general government placed upon Utah if it was to become a state was that it would have a public education system. So what they do is they take money from everybody and they put it into an education system. Well, what could be wrong with that? Well, the fact of the matter is that we've demonstrated for the last 125, 30 years that the downside of that, what happens is that the system has become a leviathan. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars are currently spent every year in Utah by taking from everybody into a system that has now been captured with the humanist religion, and basically it teaches a godless religion. It's a faith-based belief system that that says there ain't no divine God. We worship the wisdom of man, and that wisdom of man is socialist in its basis. So it is teaching false philosophies to the children that go through the system, and it's not just K-12, it's on steroids at the university level, but it teaches that to the children who then believe that it's okay to vote for your agent, government, taking money from me so that we can go with your favorite program. And everybody has a favorite program. My program just happens to be liberty and proper government. That's my favorite. But the fact of the matter is what everybody else is saying, we need to buy more government land so we can have green space, or we need to have some kind of new program for helping people get in housing or whatever. Government is not the charitable organization that people would have you believe. It is not eloquence. It's not reason. It is force. And so it forces out of the hands of one individual their private property, their agency, and even their lives in some instances.
And this is where thou shalt not steal comes in my mind as well, because you are taking these fundamental truths, these fundamental principles, and you are betraying them on the altar of something else. So yesteryear, Americans would be insulted for the idea that you're going to, the founding fathers would be insulted for the idea that you're going to force money for education, or you're going to force money for the CHIP program of putting everybody on welfare, or you're going to, whatever the case may be, the founders would be astonished at how willing we are to force, at the end of a government gun, the redistribution of wealth. And it's really gone. I mean, we even subsidize alcohol across the country. We subsidize all these things, transgender manipulation, what they call gender-affirming surgeries. They're literally destroying the body. Okay, we're funding all these things, same-sex marriage. We're backing with our dollars. And in these election cycles, we're doing the same thing. We give money to the certain parties that, for elections. Now, if you're a third party, you can't garner near as much money as the end parties. And so we've managed to do this at every level of our society, even down to swimming pools, Doctor.
Well, let's just take, for example, at the general government level, the national government, the federal government, whatever you want to call it. Something over 60% of our entire budget is spent on redistribution of wealth. These so-called entitlement programs that all our money's going to. And in fact, our entitlement programs is where basically all of our unfunded liabilities are, the trillions upon trillions upon trillion, you know, 150 trillion, I don't know what the number is today, 150 trillion in unfunded liabilities where we've said, we've made commitments, we're going to spend this money. There's no revenue stream for this. It's going to come out of the hides of our children and grandchildren. But these are basically these entitlement programs that there isn't a shred of constitutional authority for, as you know, whether it's some kind of a welfare state where they redistribute the wealth they take from one, give to another, the healthcare programs, the food programs, you name it, whatever it is. Farmers that say, oh, yeah, we're hardworking farmers. We should be, yeah, everybody should respect us and everything. The crop rotation plans that are out there take money from everybody to pay the farmer not to farm. Everybody's feeding at the trough. And that's the problem. When I've run for the Senate a couple of times, and people would come to me, if I vote for you, what are you going to give me? I'm going to give you the opportunity to be
and
free.
This is why I say this understanding about thou shalt not steal has been stolen. We have justified so many ways to steal. People believe it's legitimate. And if I speak out against it, they say, Sam, you just don't understand the society we're in. I mean, your ideas might be good in a Pollyanna idea, but they're just not real, Sam.
Well, you know, your Pollyanna idea was what the absolute fundamental truth was in the beginning.
But it's been stolen from us.
It has. You have become an anomaly in society where you were in the past, it was a normal kind of a baseline principle that everybody held to. And now it's kind of like, oh, no, Sam, for the last 80 years, we've done it this way. That does not make it right. Adultery over many decades does not make adultery right. And the fact, theft, whatever, you pick any of those subjects that we could be talking about that are God's laws that are being violated, and they have been done for decades and decades, my entire lifetime. Most of what has been taken away from us has been lost before I even got on the earth. And yet that
Doctor,
doesn't make it right.
Let's talk about this, though. You know what? Over the weekend, we heard that the Democrats maintain control of the Senate. The Republicans may garner the House, but if they do, it'll be a very slim razor-edge majority is what they call it. If at all, the Democrats might even capture the House still. Time will tell because, you know, there's so much vote fraud and so much delay, we can't even get vote count. So we don't really even know yet. But no matter what the outcome of this will be, I see nothing but a lame duck session followed by 2 years of, I don't know what you want to call it, but we're going to see our nation. You think in the last 2 years it's moved to the left? You're going to see a greater move to the left than even in the last 2 years. If we're not very careful, it's because they're taking it as a mandate from the people, Doctor.
Well, what's the mandate? I mean, we're split.
Socialism.
Almost 100%. Sure, but both parties are the ones that are. So who's to say we all love socialism? Well, that's the way it's going to be spun. I don't care if you look at Mitch McConnell or Lindsey Graham. There's some very, very, very rare members of the House or the Senate that we could say, well, maybe these guys are more right than wrong. But again, we need 100% conformance to their oath of office, and that oath of office does not allow what's going on to be done. It just simply does not. And there's a lot of people that are willing to roll over without a whimper and say, let's see what we do in 2024. I think that, I just saw a survey this morning that indicates that neither Trump nor DeSantis are preferred. And it's like, huh? Well, who's going to be their big banner carrier in the future? I think Trump had a big part of his shine taken off in this last election. We talked about this Friday. But I think that there's got to be a reality check and say, no, we've got to restore the principles and quit looking at these larger-than-life characters, bombastic characters that...
Yeah, we
that
only have one Savior is the point, Doctor, and that is Jesus Christ.
No question. You got that right, and his principles need to be adhered to. And I know there's a lot of ignorance It's willful ignorance in many instances, but the people have got to start taking responsibility. We, the people, still have got to restore this. We can do it. We can. But if we have completely abandoned, because we've got our favorite dog in the fight that will give us this little goody box that we open up, we're part of the problem. We are.
We can. The question is, will we? And the problem is, we want our favorite, you know, government programs or our favorite handouts or our favorite, you know, give it to me or what are you going to give me kind of an idea. We also, though, have a fundamental loss of understanding. It's been stolen from us, this understanding about what government means, what government is, what government ought to be, and how we can hold it to that, et cetera. And I don't know if we have enough education anymore, Doctor.
Well, we certainly do in the public education system. But the problem is so many people that are quote-unquote homeschooling. I used to think homeschool was the last great hope. It could be again. But largely a lot of people have turned over their quote-unquote homeschooling effort to the state by saying, oh, let's sign up and the state will provide us online everything we need to know. I can go back to baking cookies or eating bonbons. I don't care what you do with your time, but start being responsible for raising the children God gave you. He entrusted you with one of the most priceless gifts that can be given. These sweet, delightful bundles of joy, if you will, that come into our lives from the eternal realm, and we end up handing them over to hirelings to educate, whether it's in your own home using the...
By the way, we hand them over to enemy hirelings, Doctor. Let's be clear. Godless enemy hirelings is what we're talking
about.
Well,
and there's good teachers. I mean, teachers that want to do good, but they're...
But they're still forced by the agenda to go along.
Exactly. The
in other words, in spite of their efforts, that is the problem. Not because of, in other words, the good teachers do the best they can, given the circumstances, but they're chained down. They're prevented from doing the real job, and their efforts are worthy. Don't misunderstand me, but their efforts are on a fool's errand banner, so to speak.
You cannot stray from their lesson plan, which is the Humanist Manifestos 1, 2, and 3. If you haven't read them, they're little pamphlets, and if you can't read those and make the interpolation into the school system, you need to be reeducated in how you think about things. I mean, every single step of the way, it's undermining the basics of freedom. And we've talked about this before. Thomas Jefferson was worried about immigration destroying the nation because those that come in are not founded in our principles of liberty. The problem is we're not founding our children in the principles of liberty because we're not teaching in our homes those things, and it's got to be done. That was the whole basis of my book. I wanted it to go into homes for people to teach their children and listen to the lectures and be able to sit down and talk with their children and understand the baseline principles. And we have largely abandoned that in favor of bread and circuses now in the nation.
And that's why I'm highlighting that there's not enough education. There's plenty of education. What I'm saying is there's not enough education to restore the republic or preserve the nation. I hope I'm wrong, but I'm just saying we have waited too long, Doctor.
We truly have, and that's a big part of the problem. Jefferson spoke up much about this, and he talked about the fact that, you know, there really doesn't have to be a really high level. I mean, let me just give you a couple of statements of him. Education is the true corrective of abuses of constitutional power. That's where we can fix this. Jefferson said that. So anyway,
and
there's
I believe
so many
him,
more we could cover.
And I testify Christ lives, turning to God Almighty and proper education, understanding that we need to be self-governed, understanding that our founding fathers wanted a limited, proper role of constitutional government, ladies and gentlemen. That is the key. FreedomsRisingSun.com, LovingLiberty.net. God save the Republic of the United States of America.